Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science. This is Dr. Chris Smith and Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one, we found out how hormones work and the key roles that they play in the human body. Now we're going to find out how they control the female menstrual cycle and how they can be used for both contraception and also IVF.
Women have a menstrual cycle that lasts around a month. It's usually 28 days, something like that. And it simply means that the lining of the womb is prepared in case a woman becomes pregnant, a mature egg is released from an ovary, and if she doesn't become pregnant, then the womb lining is shed. And this is known as menstruation, or having a period.
So how do hormones control that process?
Well, it's all controlled by hormones, and they control the release of an egg every month and change the thickness of the womb lining. One of the key players in this game is follicle stimulating hormone, also known as FSH, which is made by the pituitary gland. Now, FSH causes eggs to mature in the ovaries and stimulates the ovaries to make estrogen.
And what does that estrogen then do?
Well, estrogen makes two things happen. For a start, it stops the production of FSH, meaning that only one egg is matured in every menstrual cycle every month. And it also stimulates the pituitary gland to make a different hormone called luteinizing hormone, or LH for short.
What does that do?
Well, luteinizing hormone is what causes the mature egg to be released out of the ovary, so it can travel down the fallopian tubes and may become fertilised. Another player in the game is progesterone, which is produced by the ovaries, and it helps to maintain the lining of the womb. And, for example, if a woman gets pregnant, then the level of this hormone will stay high to keep the womb lining there.
And how do all of these hormones change in their levels across the menstrual cycle during that month?
Well, if you start at the beginning of the cycle, so this is day one, this is usually during a woman's period, estrogen levels are low during this time and they rise through the first 14 days, telling the body to prepare the womb lining. And then once an egg is released, they drop down again. The levels of progesterone only start to rise during the last 14 days of the cycle to make sure the lining of the womb stays intact. And then they drop once the woman's period starts and that lining is shed.
And what about the other hormones you mentioned?
Well, at the beginning of the cycle, the levels of follicle-stimulating hormone are high, and this is telling the ovaries to prepare an egg, to mature it so it can be released. And then this drops in the middle of the cycle when the egg is released. And at this point, the levels of luteinizing hormone shoot up, peaking around day 14 of the cycle when a woman ovulates, and they're pretty low the rest of the time.
But not everyone wants to get pregnant all the time, so can we use this knowledge of how these hormones work to control fertility?
Yes, and some women choose to take oral contraceptives, what we know of as the pill. Now, these pills contain estrogen, or a combination of estrogen and progesterone, and they block the production of follicle-stimulating hormone, so this stops eggs from maturing in the ovaries at all. Now, taking contraceptives allows couples to choose when they want to have a family, and it can also stop unwanted pregnancies. But some women find that the pill can make them put on weight, as well as changing their mood and raising their blood pressure. It can also increase the risk of blood clots forming in their veins. But it's also thought that the pill can reduce the risk of developing cancer of the womb and of the ovaries.
What about women that do want to have babies, though?
Well, some women do have problems becoming pregnant because they don't produce enough follicle-stimulating hormone to make mature eggs. So some women may be offered fertility drugs that contain this hormone. And this can increase the chances of getting pregnant, although it doesn't always work. But sometimes it can work too well, producing many mature eggs, and this can lead to multiple births, twins, triplets, or even more. And this can cause problems in pregnancy and childbirth. For example, babies may be born prematurely or underweight.
What about IVF, in vitro fertilisation? How does that work?
Well, sometimes a couple can't conceive because the man's sperm simply isn't very good. So in this case, they may be offered IVF, which is in vitro fertilisation. And this is where eggs are fertilised outside the woman's body, using either her partner's sperm or donated sperm. And then the fertilised eggs are put back into the womb. So during IVF, a woman will also be given follicle-stimulating hormone to help her to produce lots of mature eggs.
Are there any ethical issues surrounding IVF, though?
Well, IVF has been used for many years to produce thousands of healthy, happy, bouncing babies. But some people do worry that in the future, as we know more about our genes, people may only want fertilised eggs with desirable qualities. So, for example, they may want a girl if they've already had several boys in their family. Or they may want to have their embryo screened if there's some kind of inherited illness in the family, like cystic fibrosis, so that you only put back healthy embryos into the womb.